The Environmental Protection Agency has extended the comment period deadline for the proposal to rescind the 2015 Waters of the U.S. rule. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to talk about the agency's plans to draft a new rule later this year and how you can provide your input.
The Environmental Protection Agency and Army Corps of Engineers are currently following through on a two-step process to rescind and then replace the controversial Waters of the U.S. regulation that was put in place by the previous administration. The first step in this process is to actually rescind the existing WOTUS rule, allowing the previous regulation to go back into effect, and then later this year, we expect EPA to propose a new version of a clean water rule that would go into effect. That second step of the process, we anticipate will have significant stakeholder input, including from the agricultural community as well as individual states. But the first step of rescinding WOTUS is currently underway now. EPA published a little over 2 weeks ago in the Federal Register their proposed rescission of that rule, with initially a 30-day comment period, which would have expired near the end of August. Just last week, EPA did announce a 30-day extension of that comment period. So the current deadline is September 27th, and we are strongly urging all of our individual members and others in the agricultural community to file comments in support of rescinding the WOTUS rule. For assistance in making those comments, go to the National Cotton Council website, where you'll find more information, including a template on suggested comments that you can make, as well as exactly how to go about filing those comments in support of this.
Shifting gears to the trade front, we've seen the first round of the NAFTA renegotiation take place in D.C.
That first negotiating round concluded just a little over a week ago. The second round is scheduled for the first week of September in Mexico, and then shortly following that, the third round of negotiations will take place in Canada near the end of September. This is a very aggressive pace of negotiations where they're holding these rounds about every 3 weeks, with the goal of trying to complete most of the renegotiation by the end of this year or early 2018, ahead of the elections that will be held both in the U.S. and Mexico next year. There's been very little detail that's been shared about any outcomes or major issues that were discussed at the first negotiating round. We understand it was largely about trying to lay out the parameters for the future rounds. But on agriculture, we know that there were discussions about biotechnology provisions, as well as an interest by the U.S. and Mexico in trying to ban the use of agricultural export subsidies. So the council will be closely tracking these ongoing negotiations of NAFTA to make sure, one, that we do no harm and we can continue to access the critical market in Mexico for U.S. cotton and cotton textile products, while at the same time looking for opportunities to try to tighten up some of the rules of origin to make sure it's only NAFTA-eligible cotton textile products that are coming back to the U.S. and getting beneficial treatment.